Are you wandering around aimlessly in life? If so, get on the road to meaning and significance as you join us for The Balanced Word.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hands and the instrument I play. Wake up my voice. Let the world hear me say, you are worshipped and exalted here today.
It's never a bad idea to check in to see how we're doing in life and how we might do life a little better. And that's what our present series is designed to help us with. We call it Smarter Living. And welcome to The Balanced Word. In Proverbs 27, Solomon uses the imagery of a bird to describe how many of us are going about our lives. Maybe you're just fluttering around, going through the motions, and really have no direction. Well, let's join Pastor Dave off and see how to stop wandering and live life a much better way.
Well, hey, it's great to see you today, and it's always good to gather together on Sunday. And this year, as we're looking in the book of Proverbs, just trying to figure out smart advice from the wisest man ever as to how we can do life a little bit better. So it's exciting each week to see what Solomon's going to share with us today. My wife has these bird feeders, hummingbird feeders, and right outside our kitchen window. And I just love watching those hummingbirds. It's amazing. They're swarming everywhere. Sometimes with two feeders right next to each other, there'll be like 15 hummingbirds just flittering around. And, you know, a part of you just looks at hummingbirds and thinks, wow, they're so free. I mean, the problem is these hummingbirds probably now are incapable of even going to a flower and getting nectar because we've so spoiled them. I'm quite sure they're Democrats, but just kidding. But you know, I read up a little bit on hummingbirds and found out, man, they are working like crazy. These things, you know, their heart beats over 1,200 beats per minute. And those little wings flutter as much as 80 times a second. And it really, they're pretty busy. And what they do is, and they're breathing like 260 times a minute, but everything that they're doing in drinking that sugar water is just to give them the energy to keep flittering around. When a hummingbird goes back to their nest, they do something that's pretty similar to hibernation. They're able to shut their body down. So in reality, what their life is all about is drinking sugar, flittering, sleeping, and coming back again, and they'll be there in the morning. And so when I look at them, I also think of sometimes, isn't that sort of the way your life feels? Like, I'm just surviving, I'm just going through the motions, I'm trying to do what I can do just to get to the next day. And when we think about what's my life actually about, what is the meaning and significance of who I am? In fact, for so many of us, we don't even know who we are. If we were going to describe, you know, this is who I am, we'd go, I don't know, you know. And well, Solomon addresses this a little bit. And in Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 8, he compares aimless people to birds. And he says, Proverbs 27, verse 8, like a bird that wanders from its nest is a man who wanders from his place. Wandering, you know, just buzzing around, rambling, burning up energy, looks a lot like living your life with no plan, no direction, no leadership. You see some birds that fly in formation. They're actually going somewhere. But birds that are just buzzing around, they're really not getting anywhere. They're really not doing anything. And quite often, that's the way our life can get. Just sort of shiftless and aimless. And for many of us, different times of our lives become that way more and more. Like when you're a kid, that's the way a kid lives in a way. They begin just flittering around and they play just for fun, until their parents start brainwashing them to that playing is all about getting a scholarship, and then you start to lose some of that. But, you know, then you go through that feeling of, I just graduated from high school. Now what do I do? Who am I? My identity was as a student. So maybe you go to college to buy some more time, and you graduate from college, and you're like, who am I now? What is my identity? What is the point of what I'm doing? You go through similar experiences when you get married, and you're like, whoa, how did this happen? I'm not who I thought I was. And then kids come into the picture sometimes, and it's like that's a whole different reset button that's hit. And as you grow older, sometimes you lose a career, a job ends, and you're like, I feel so flustered. I don't know who I am. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Or maybe you get to the point where you retire. The empty nest is another time. And then you get to the place where, okay, now I'm done working. Who am I now? I don't know who I am independently of what it is that I've been doing, and I'm not even sure what I've been doing. So I think for all of us, it's easy to look at our lives and see it's almost like they've happened randomly. It's almost like we are just flittering around. But again, Solomon goes, yeah, you need to know your place. You need to know who you are. You need to have a strong sense of your identity. You shouldn't just spend your life flittering around so that you can then burn up what you have and start all over again tomorrow. You know, and when we think about it, the truth is we spend a lot of our lives just sort of wandering, aimlessly, shiftlessly, mindlessly, just going through the motions of life. And it's almost undeniable that there's something that's partly attractive. When I look at those hummingbirds, a part of me just thinks, wow, how cool would it be to be that quick, to be that, have that much energy, to just not have any responsibility, to just be buzzing around, you know, eat a few spiders and drink a bunch of and sugar water. And it's like, oh, life is good. But there's always this mythology that to a degree, we, on the one hand, we want to be free. We want to be wanderers. On the other hand, we have a sense of, yeah, I actually want my life to be more than just to wander. There are some, you know, Southern rock songs, and one of them, Free Bird, is about that, a Lynyrd Skynyrd song, where it's like, the song's kind of sad. He's basically explaining to a woman why he's a complete flake. But, you know, he's, as the song winds down, he's like, I'm as free as a bird, and the bird you can't tame. And then he says, Lord knows I can't change. And he finally, as he comes to the end, he's just going, Lord, help me. I can't change. It's this tension. Allman Brothers did Ramblin' Man that was kind of like that. If you're more of a hymn kind of person, the song, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. And it has a verse that says, prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. The truth is, in most of us, there's a tendency to be shiftless and aimless and to wander and we don't even know what we're trying to do, but we tend to get pulled into all of that. And well, the world we live in is sort of unstable, so I'm sure that contributes to the way in which we become less than focused in life. You know, our culture changes constantly. You can't even keep up with what's politically correct and what isn't. You can't keep up with what you should do and what you're going to do. The political world is designed so every 4 years we change leadership at least. And then we look and go, oh, the choices. And, you know, there's an instability. You don't know what our culture is going to even look like a few years from now. Families are unstable. Families are constantly changing, evolving, and sometimes just breaking up. So many kids today are in what we would call broken homes because it's sort of that way. There's this instability that causes people to just go, I don't know what my place is. I don't know where my sweet spot is because, man, I don't know what I can count on. I'm not even sure who I am, because as soon as I think I know who I am, boom, something disrupts it. People used to just get a job, work for the same company their whole lives, build up a retirement, and be able to quit and retire. That's a pipe dream today. Very few people stay with the same company for their whole lives. Very few people even have a real retirement that they can depend on. As a result, there's more instability than there was maybe sometimes in the past. Economics are difficult. You don't know what's going to happen to the economy. Maybe you work your whole life to buy a house, and you're assuming at least that house is going to hold its value. But all of a sudden, boom, housing values can plummet. We've seen it happen. And you go, wow, everything I worked for was just taken away. It's why people end up, you know, gambling or playing the lottery, because it's like, I'm never going to get ahead just by working. And so I'm going to take a ridiculous risk thinking that somehow, and I always say that the lottery is kind of a tax on stupidity, but, you know, it's like, why do we do it? Because we're like, I can't even survive on what I have. I have to roll the dice somewhere and just try to rescue myself. The truth is, even in churches nowadays, people don't have the same sense that we once did of, well, here's my church, and this is just going to go on indefinitely. Churches are sometimes as flaky and unpredictable, and then people in turn are as well. So you have people who are like, well, where's your church? Well, depends which day of the week, and what, sometimes I go to this one, but then things were getting a little weird there, so I go to this one, and then that one split, so I kind of went off to this one. So even the force in your life that should have been a real source of stability is so often a source of instability. And we find ourselves in these positions, and what ultimately happens is, I don't even know who I am. You're talking to me about identity. Everything I identify with is unstable, is going to continue to be shaky. Ultimately, though, to not have a strong sense of who you are, to not have a strong sense of identity, so often this wandering, this flittering that we do, a lot of times it's just because we aren't content. As we've been looking through Proverbs, we see so often Solomon is telling people, be content. Now, being content isn't the same as just settling. Being content means I'm good where I am right now, right now. I'm still on a path. I still am wanting to move forward in my life and grow and expand. But at the same time, I'm never feeling like right now stinks and it's just not right. To feel discontented is never a good motivation to get you to actually move forward in life. Quite often, though, it's a great motivation for you to become shiftless, for you to just not care anymore, for you to just decide to give it up and just go have fun, flitter around, wandering, never finding your place, because you need something to make you satisfied, and whatever that is, you don't have it. The truth is, no one will truly be content. No one will truly have the peace of just being able to say, here's who I am, I know who I am. As long as you're discontented, that's not going to happen. To figure out who you are, you have to find a way to be content, at least at this stage in your journey, for sure. So I'm going to ask you a personal question. Where is your nest? Where is your identity? Now, sometimes these can change over the years because circumstances change. I might see my identity at one stage of my life as one thing, and then as life progresses, that may change and develop. But what's your niche? What's your sweet spot? What's your wheelhouse? What's your calling? What's your life purpose? Who are you? Jesus, when he talked to Pilate at the end of his life when he was being tried there in John 18, Jesus made a radical statement that I would love for each of us to be able to make. Jesus said, "For this I was born, and for this came I into the world." So, how about for you? Why were you born? Why did you come into the world? Why are you who you are? And what's your place? What's your position? What is your identity? And it's so important for us to have a sense of that. If I don't know why I was put here, if I don't know what the meaning of my life is, if I haven't yet found out my real identity, my niche, my wheelhouse, then, like a bird, just wandering around, well, all I am is somebody that just flutters from thing to thing, from flower to flower, just to try to survive. The word that's used here in this verse, in verse 8, for place, is a man who wanders from his place. It's a word, main, in the Hebrew. It usually refers to your part or your portion. You are finding where you belong. It's an interesting word because the root definition of the word, it was originally used to denote a string on a harp. It's like, this is the note that I play. Together with others, if we all know who we are and we find ourselves in tune, we can be a part of beautiful music. But I have to understand, I'm just a part of it, and I need to figure out what my place is, what my portion is. In Greek, they had a word, meros, that indicated something similar. It's like your place, your destiny, your ultimate share of how you do life and how you find out who you are. And you do have a place, and you do have a part to play. You are a piece of a really important and beautiful puzzle. But until you figure out who you are, then you can always just feel like, well, I'm just wandering. Some people, sadly, never get to the point where they realize, oh, this is why I'm here. This is my purpose. This is my ultimate identity. But to fail to learn that part is to not be able to have the security of a nest, of a place, of a position that you're called to live. So what is it that keeps us from contentment? What is it that keeps us from really being able to figure out who we are, what our identity is? And there are a lot of things that do. One of the things that does is when you have a false sense of yourself. There are some people who just have an exaggerated sense of their own importance. They have a superiority complex. They aren't willing to do anything that they think is beneath them. There are other people, and it's just as destructive, when someone has such an inferiority complex that they just think, I just don't think I have a role in life at all. I don't think I'm not special enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not a string on anybody's harp. I don't really have a place in life. I'm just hanging in there and trying to survive. To go to either extreme, either to inflate your own sense of importance or to deflate your own sense of importance, will cause you to never figure out who you are. Some of the people that I've met who are the most certain of their identity are completely wrong about their identity. They're like totally clueless. I have people who, you know, sometimes come to me and I'm just listening to their story. Or I had one this week who was like, he believes that his role in life is to go and correct pastors who are wrong about something. And it's like, man, good luck with that. But it's so sad because functioning in some sort of delusion about who they are, it's like the old Jim Croce song about the guy that was working in the car wash, but he knew that he ought to be sitting in an executive position in an office talking trash to a secretary smoking on a big cigar. A lot of people are just that way. They think, oh, I should really, you know, I don't think I want to help in church with setting up chairs. I should actually be in a stadium preaching to hundreds of thousands of people. It's amazing how many people really believe that that's who they are. As a result, they can't enjoy who they really are because of these delusions of grandeur. At the same time, there are people who have so much to offer, and yet They just think, oh, it doesn't matter what I do. I don't think I fit anywhere. I haven't. And so they don't find their place. Sin is also something that'll cause you to lose your place. Sin is something that causes you to... The word for sin in the New Testament, hamartia, is a word that takes the word meros, which means your portion, your part, and it says not. See, sin just means that you do things that really you're better than that. You do things that fall short, that rob you of discovering who you really are. And every one of us, the Bible says, everybody sins. So when we look at our lives and we realize, man, I don't even know who I am, we have to consider that part of it is because we're really living a life that's below what God really has for us. We're really not grabbing a hold of our potential because we just don't want to do the things that we know we're supposed to do. You can never be the person that you were created to be if your life is being dominated by doing things that rob you of who you're designed to be. And so sin can do that. There's a lot of Proverbs that talk about sin in terms of somebody who won't stay home, somebody who won't stay where they are supposed to be. You know, some people just don't listen to others, or they don't face the obvious results of what they try to do. It is important for us to have an element of wandering and experimentation in discovering who we really are. But there are some people who fail at things so miserably and so consistently, and yet they just can't see it. They decide. This is a 29-year-old guy who's playing minor league baseball, believing that he's going to get his break at any time. At some point, you just go, it's sad. Yeah, you know, when you were 21, I thought you might make it too, but man, there's some point in which you just have to know when to quit because you're doing something that really isn't you. And so I think that in some ways, not being honest about the fact that what I'm doing isn't really working can get in the way of us discovering what it is that we really are supposed to do.
We're receiving God's wisdom from the Proverbs right here on The Balanced Word with Pastor Dave Roth. It's part of a series called Smarter Living. And you can request a CD copy by calling 949-362-7475. I should also mention this entire series is available on a USB for a donation of $10 or more. You'll receive all 51 messages in the series that'll lead you to smarter living as you hear and learn to live by God's wisdom from the Proverbs. So call us at 949-362-7475 and ask for the Smarter Living Thumb Drive. Our programs are also available online at thebalancedword.com. Thank you for your support of the Balanced Word Radio Ministry. It allows us to bring Pastor Dave's teachings to stations like this one all across the nation. Donations can be made at thebalancedword.com. Dave Rolfe is the pastor of Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel in Aliso Viejo. You can hear him teach on a Sunday morning at any one of these three times, 8, 9:45, and 11:30. Visit ccpacifichills.org for more information or to live stream. Check out Pastor Dave's one-minute messages, a great way to start the day. You can listen to them at thebalancedword.com or watch them on Instagram or Facebook by following CC Pacific Hills. Let's get back to Pastor Dave for the rest of his message. Stop wandering.
I think also what holds us back from really discovering our identity is short-sightedness. One of the most important functions of an adult, and neuroscientists would say, you don't really get this ability in to a great extent until your brain has developed like for 25 years, but the capacity to be able to defer your gratification. Some people, by the way, way older than 25, still haven't learned this. That I will endure discomfort now because of something good that's going to happen later. And so if you're short-sighted, and quite often in our culture, this means I don't want to do anything that's uncomfortable. So I've tried different things. They're all uncomfortable. I guess I'm just going to be, you know, just the person that wanders all the time. That's just randomly, constantly changing friends, changing jobs, changing houses, changing, you know, everything in my life, because everywhere I go, it's uncomfortable. We have this comfort myth that, sadly, Christians a lot of times promote this. It starts with telling somebody, is life just really miserable and uncomfortable? Well, come to Jesus. You pray this prayer, everything is going to feel amazing. And every one of us who's prayed that prayer knows it's totally not the truth. But we all try to act like we're comfortable because we don't want people to discover that it was sort of a ruse, that somehow accepting Jesus will make you comfortable.
We'll finish up this message next time on The Balanced Word with Pastor Dave Rall, a daily presentation of Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel, online at thebalancedword.com.
Wake up my soul. Wake up.